Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have the amazing third hour on Thursdays. Every Thursday is going to be either Dr. Bob Teal or his contact in Europe, Alexander Veljic, otherwise known as Sasha, a pastor in Europe. What country in Europe is he a pastor in?
Serbia.
So, and he speaks perfect English without a strong accent, so we can understand him. And I just send a hello wave to Alexander Veljic, otherwise known as Sasha. So he'll be on the show, I think, on the 29th, because the 22nd is next week, and we aren't going to be doing a show on Thanksgiving. So, unfortunately, 22nd is out. But we will be back on the 29th with the show with him, and he's also on December 6th, and then you'll be back, I think, after that year. You travel the world, don't you?
I do a lot of travel, that's right.
Yeah, you're not only a naturopathic doctor up in Northern California, but you're also travel the world with the Continuing Church of God to Africa and Middle East and all over the place.
Yes.
So you have some not only historical background, but also geopolitical and spiritual. And you've written books. You've been on the show for years. And you mentioned as long ago as, I think, back then, 2012, some in your books, some of the things going on in Europe. Now, I'm shocked and I'm amazed after your comments last week. I did some more research to find out how many comments are coming out after Trump was there last weekend, the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One, and the comments against nationalism by Macron, the comments that they want to build a trans-European military force to protect against America, China, and Russia, your protect, when we are actually sitting there standing guard over here for 70 years. This is obscenity. It's a kind of a slap in the face to America. But this large group of nations, 27 nations we call the European Union, is a super state. It's not really a state, it's a super state, and in fact they actually control over 85% of rulemaking in these nations, and I don't think they're building a military force primarily, at least initially, to protect against America, Russia, and China. They're doing it to make sure nations don't leave, such as Hungary, Austria, and Italy, that are already trying in some ways to get more autonomy. What do you see happening? Because this is very, very prophetic. I mean, two nations, both France and Germany, made the statements they want a trans-European military force. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, crazy is one way to put it. Prophetic is another. Let me go back quite a few years. Back in 2009, I wrote a book explaining why the world was not going to end in 2012.
Right.
Right? Of course, if I'd have gone and said it was going to end then, I probably would have gotten a lot more press coverage, but I said it was not going to end then.
Right.
And what was interesting about some of this is there was a radio show I did out of Sacramento, California. And the first time I was on, the woman who was the host basically, she called me some names, but she also, that were not positive. And she basically said, okay, you're talking about this beast and false prophet and all these things happening in the United States. But people already know about the beast and the false prophet. They're gonna understand all this when it happens. And I said, oh, no. No, they're not.
No.
And I explained, before I get into biblical prophecy, first I explained to her using some non-biblical prophecies. I said, look, The Chinese have a prophecy that they're looking toward the time leaders from the West are going to rise up. China's going to have a saint, but he's not that good of a person. I said, well, the Chinese are basically agnostic. They don't really have saints. And so they've got a prophecy that they're supposed to accept a leader from Europe. I said, so...
Well, 80% of the new 80% of the new Christians go from the world, they call them Christians, are in a sense Catholics, and some, a small percentage of them are going to be other churches in China. But 80% of the new converts to so-called Christianity are Chinese under the totalitarian rule of the Chinese government. So people don't understand this, do they?
Well, go back again. There's ancient Chinese proverbs, or excuse me, writings from the Tang Dynasty that basically set the Chinese up to accept this type of a leader. Now, you mentioned Catholics, and I also mentioned that to her. Catholics
right.
have many prophecies, and they're in several of my books, that basically say toward the time of the end, the Catholics are going to be lax in their religion in Europe. Okay, God's not going to like this. He's going
right.
to have civil unrest happen in Europe. And then a pope who does miracles is going to anoint somebody to be the new Holy Roman Emperor, basically. Okay.
Right.
That's what they teach in a lot of their writings, going back to the 4th century, from various mystics, their saints and their prophets and whatever.
Right.
And so you've got, you know, over about a billion and a half Catholics, and you got a billion or so Chinese. And then the Hindus over in India, they've got prophecies that this guy called the Bhagwan Kalki is supposed to rise up.
Right.
And when I saw a picture of him, you've got the guy who looks like the Antichrist and the white horse bowing down before the beast, and this is supposed to be the great Kalki. So you got another billion Indians, and I basically said to this lady, look, you start adding all these numbers up, and you get to significant portions of the population. Now,
right.
as far as the United States goes, and to bring it up more up to speed, when before Donald Trump became president of the United States, actually, he was elected, but I had this book published the day before he took office. And I did it the day before he took office because I didn't want people to say, okay, once Trump is in, you changed everything. No, I want this before Donald Trump was in.
Right.
And I said in that book, as a matter of fact, let me read you something specifically from...
This is a book from going back 2 years ago. We talked about this a couple of years ago on the show, right?
Yeah, well, the show, yeah. The book has almost 2 years. It came out in January of 2017, a few days before the election.
Yeah, just before it had been a full inauguration.
Inauguration, not election.
Yeah.
Just after the election.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said the following. I wrote the following. Since the Bible says Europe will have a great army, Europe is going to end up with a great army. Donald Trump's rise has spurred Europeans to further unify, especially combined with the Brexit vote. We might get to that later, which Donald...
By the way, the Brexit vote is brewing on Drudge, and Theresa May is trying to make a deal which really doesn't bring Britain away from Europe either. It's kind of like a kind of a soft Brexit, if you want to call it.
Yeah, they're calling that one a brino. We'll get to that toward it later on down.
Right,
anyway.
Right. Okay.
So my book said because if Donald Trump supported Brexit, Donald Trump has said other things. The Europeans are going to decide that they need their own army and basically to unify further. Now, you mentioned French President Emmanuel Macron. And he went out and said something that you alluded to. He said that basically... Well, let me read it verbatim. We need a Europe which defends itself better alone, without
right.
just depending on the United States in a more sovereign manner.
Right.
And furthermore, he warned basically that Europe has to protect itself from the U.S., China, and Russia. Now, this upset U.S. President Donald Trump, okay? And so he considered this to be an insult.
Right.
But then... After this, and it's been strange, the past 5 or 6 days on this has been outrageous. Then Trump meets with Macron. Macron puts his hand on Trump's knee, calls him his friend, and then Trump says that we want a strong Europe, and later he says we want a very strong Europe. Okay? But then, getting back to President Trump, then he got upset again with Macron saying something, and here's something in a tweet from 2 days ago, November 13th, 2018. I'm going to read Donald Trump's tweet. Emmanuel Macron suggests building its own army to protect Europe against the U.S., China, and Russia. But was Germany in World Wars I and II, how'd that work out for France? They were starting to learn German in Paris before the U.S. came along. Pay right. for NATO or not? Okay, that's what Donald Trump wrote. Well, by saying this kind of stuff, someone felt he's without the possibility the U.S. could pull out of NATO. And I hear your bumper music, so I'm not going to finish it.
When we come back, that's important. Well, this needs to have. We need to talk about this. Amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Amazing stuff. Back in a moment. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. To the pier, and you can see sometimes you can even recognize your friends as you're pulling into the pier, about to drop your anchor and everything, and be hooked up to the pier. You can actually see, oh, this is the port I'm arriving in. If you were asleep in the boat and you came awake, all of a sudden you realize, oh, this is where we're docking. That's like revelation, isn't it? In fact, you can see all the things that God's talked about, because he's omniscient, omnipotent to God. There is no past, present, and future to God. Everything is now. He's actually describing to you in the Bible things that are happening. As far as God's concerned, they already happened because God is past, present, and future, isn't he?
Well, God knows all, and he's left his word for us. And as it says in Revelation, testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we've got prophecies there, and Jesus said to watch them. Now, just before the break, I read Donald Trump's tweet, upset with France's President Emmanuel Macron about the need for a European army. Well,
right.
Later that day, German Chancellor Angela Merkel set out her version of this, and she said that, quote, we should also work on the vision of one day creating a genuine European army. The times in which we could unconditionally rely on others are over. So, I mean, she's going out and saying, look, we the Europeans can no longer rely on the United States just taking care of us. Now, as I've said before, it isn't that Donald Trump's math is off on this particular subject. The United States spends more than all the other NATO countries put together times two or three, okay? And he's correct as far as from a physical perspective about burden sharing and those kinds of things.
Right.
However, you've heard when the Europeans have to spend more money, or they feel they're pressured to spend more money on their military, they're going to spend it the way they want to spend it. Okay? They're not going to spend it the way Donald Trump wants them to spend it.
Or the Pentagon, or our agencies,
right.
Yeah. So in other words, if they're going to call, they're going to call the tune, they're going to pay the piper. They want the piper to dance their song.
That's right. And And you say, well, it was just these two leaders. Well, actually, no, it's not just these two leaders. There are other European leaders that have gone out. There's another one the same day that Angela Merkel made her comment. Bruno Lamari says, Europe should no longer shy away from using its power and being an empire of peace. Okay? He demanded European countries tell, this is from The Express, this news article, tell Mr. Trump that Europe is a sovereign continent and should decide basically what it needs to do.
Right.
And so, unlike the USA, an EU empire would make the world less safe, some have noted. And that's something I posted about this morning. I saw a headline, I guess it came out a couple days ago, but I didn't see it until today. And I sent you a link to this, so if people want to read it.
Well, an EU empire that would be headed by not only the European euro, which is, by the way, a proxy currency of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds are subservient to the Druidic Council of 13 and the Vatican. So in other words, the Vatican would assume much more world power through the proxy of the European unified superstate of 27 nations and almost 600 million people. And now they're also working on the Hadron Collider. And most people, what is the Hadron Collider? It's the largest accelerator tube in the world underground, something like 27 miles, largest actual physical device ever built in history. And they're working on several projects. One of the most important is what's called fusion energy. Now, I know from classified projects, America has fusion energy already, using what's called tokamak fusion reactors. I talked about this for the last 8.5 years because I was introduced to it at Lockheed Martin back years ago. But the Europeans are going to popularize this. And it's very likely the first countries that are launched fusion reactors won't be China, because they've already talked about this 5 years ago in China. They've assigned 3,500 scientists. It'll be the spin-offs of the Hadron Collider. Secondly, the Europeans are way ahead of the curve in terms of 3D printing of parts, for example, in Germany and elsewhere, and robotics. And so what I expect to see happen is the technology surge from major nations in Europe, including Northern Italy and Germany and France, this combination of nations is going to become the number one superpower in the next 20 years. They will supersede beyond America in terms of military strength and financial strength to the United States, I believe, in 20 years.
I think it'd be within, I think within the 20 years makes sense. You mentioned a
little it could be shorter, but I think it's going to, if we talk about 20 years, we're talking about, you know, around, say, 2030, 2040. I see Europe becoming, and just look between the technology and the people. Remember, if you actually look at the population in China, for example, do all the manufacturing, it's only a few hundred million. The rest of the population are living subservient life, you know, centuries old. The same as Russia. It's a very poor country. I mean, the economy of Russia is equivalent to, say, Rhode Island. It's nothing. And all the other collective nations in the world, including India, you have a large middle class. In fact, the middle class in China is starting to rival the middle class size in America. But unless it has a trade relationship with China or America, it's never going to grow its economy. That's why when Trump started playing hardball with China, their economy contracted 20 to 30%. So what I see happening is that the superpower of the future won't be Russia or China or even India, it's going to be Europe. And this is a prophetic thing, isn't it?
Well, that's certainly consistent with biblical prophecy.
Right. You can imagine fusion energy with advanced robotics and 3D organ part printing, etc. The technology, for example, all these other countries like China want to get technology from Germany and elsewhere. For example, whether it's battery making or this and that, most of that technology has been invented in Germany, and the Chinese want German collaboration so they can actually manufacture in China and amplify it. But they don't invent it. The Chinese are not, they're really good scientists, and there's a lot of them, they're technicians, but the Germans are eons ahead of everybody. Even when I did research on, say, diabetes and so on, I brought tests from Germany from 40 years ago. The Germans are eons ahead of almost everybody else, along with some of the areas of northern Italy and France and Britain. And the fact is that these countries are moving ahead with technology that's going to change things from artificial intelligence to, for example, the Galileo satellite system is integrated with America's satellite system for early warning. Did you know that? Galileo and America's early warning satellite systems for incoming nuclear missiles is fully integrated. So, but they want their own separate system. So they'll collaborate with us, we already have, but they want their own separate system. And I see that coming really quick. I don't think it's going to take long. I'd say 5 years before they have a pretty damn big military, mainly making sure nations don't leave, but also basically saying to Russia and China, don't try anything. Because Russia, in What's that thing below the Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia? It's what's called their little proxy state. And they have a ton of intermediate range nuclear missiles. They're based in I'm trying to say, remember the name of the little country they have, just south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And the Russians are playing this game, but they don't have the economy to keep up with what they call a military race. Europe does. Europe has the economy to keep up with the military race, and it's very easy to flip their technology from conventional aircraft building and so on to building space-based and other weapon systems, isn't it? Easy.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things we talked about in the break, but I warned back in 2009 about the linking with Galileo in the U.S. When I did that,
yeah,
it was crazy.
I remember you mentioned that. We talked about it on the show. Because linking with Galileo means that we're linked with a nation that may not be always on side with us, right?
Bible warns about being betrayed by friends.
Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And again, this article you sent me to Pulse.com, it talks about PESCO and the Great European Army, P-E-S-C-O. Then the next title is Donald...
Video. That's actually the latest video that we just did.
Uh-huh.
And, that one talks about a PESCO, which people have never heard of, which is something that the Europeans agreed to last December.
Right.
25 of the countries agreed to be in it. Britain's of the 28. Britain's not in it, and some islands not in it, and there's one other country, I forgot which one's not in it. But anyway, that's been happening. Now, I saw something this morning, and I sent you a link to this also.
By the way, I thought Northern Ireland actually still part of the European Union. Isn't that true? I thought that Britain and Ireland aren't.
No, this is kind of tricky. Now you're getting to the Brexit deal.
Yeah.
Technically, in one sense, you could say yes, it is, but officially it's not supposed to be. But what they're talking about with Brexit basically has to do with the fact that they still don't know what they're going to do with Northern Ireland. And because
right.
They don't know what they want to do, they sort of have to still follow the European Union rules. And according to British Prime Minister Theresa May, she worked out the best possible deal that she could, and nobody could do a better deal. But one of the things you mentioned off one of the breaks, over in a parliamentary system, they can have what's called a no-confidence vote. She could be out. And so we might have what's called a hard Brexit, which basically means there's no deal between the EU and the UK, which means the UK won't give them 50 or 70 billion dollars or pounds or euros, whatever they're talking about doing to get out, and they'll have no agreement with them. And that's a possibility because right now black people don't like the deal that Theresa May and the EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker agreed to yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that the Britain...
If the Parliament doesn't agree to it, then that's it, because it's kind of unlikely that they're going to be able to negotiate much with Britain, between Britain and the EU by the end of...
I think it's going to be a bad break. In other words, it would be like a bad relationship between a wife beat her husband and an abusive, sexually promiscuous wife. It's not going to work.
Well, if you look at the... Actually, I made a post about it today. I should have sent you a link. And the picture I chose was a picture of a broken egg. One half the egg has the EU flag on it, the other has the British flag. But anyway,
right.
What I wanted to get to was about this article that I sent you. And the headline is World War III, Third Time is the Charm. After starting both World War I and II, Germany now calls for creation of a massive European army. And so the author of this particular piece goes out and says that Europe has to take its own fate in its own hands. He's quoting Angela Merkel here. And then the author says, you know, if history is any guide to future events, Germany will indeed be the driving force behind the start of World War III.
Of course it will be. This is why it's called the rise of the Fourth Reich. The First Reich was before World War I. The Second Reich was World War I. The Third Reich was Adolf Hitler. This is the Fourth Reich, isn't it?
Well, according to this author, there's just something about the mindset of the German people in Europe that leads them toward dreams of world domination. Now, actually, I could go into Isaiah chapter 10 and explains that, but I'll skip that for right now.
Right.
Basically, this author's saying, you know, if it gets this massive European army, they may end up having, they might get toward World War III. And that's the case.
Well, the largest company and the largest, richest country in Europe is Germany. I think, what is it, 97 or over 100 million people in Germany? East and West Germany, it's a big country, isn't it?
Yes, well, and then I mentioned, you know, we mentioned the Europeans, we mentioned the United States, and I mentioned the UK. Now, if your listeners are not familiar with it, there's a man by the name of Nigel Farage.
Right.
He used to be a member of the European Union Parliament, and he would always say that negative things about the European Union.
Right.
All right? Well,
I see him on Fox. He's a Fox contributor a lot.
Yeah.
He's on Fox a lot.
He's also blasting, here's a headline from today, I saw today, I guess it probably came out last night. Farage blasts Merkel's EU army. European project was set up to halt German domination. So instead, we're seeing that this is going to happen. He says, it's a European Union that is now to become a European empire, a militarized European Union. And we should genuinely be worried. And so this was his particular comments about it. And that's what we're starting to see. And we've been trying to say this, you know, in my book since at least 2009, and a website for probably 10 years longer than that, that, look, what's going on over there isn't what people think. And now, here's a headline from today. This is from Ireland. It says, PESCO and the increasing militarization of the EU. Now, this is from... I don't think this is Northern Ireland. This is the Republic of Ireland. But basically, he says, are we heading toward an EU army? And the answer is yes. He said, last December, PESCO, the Permanent European Security Military Cooperation, was rushed through. And in a nutshell, it's supposed to provide a permanent EU army by 2020, which isn't that long from now, by the way.
That's 2 years. Dang it, that's by election day. In America,
well, they're already working on it, and as I said, as you mentioned before, I sent you a link that you can put up called PESCO and a Great European Army.
Right.
And the Bible in Daniel chapter 11, verse 25 says, a leader called the King of the North will have a great army.
And by the way, I remember the name of that place, so there's a few lists with you. It's called Kaliningrad. And I have from my regular and classified sources that the Russians have got a ton of intermediate range nuclear missiles. They can get every square inch of Europe, and the Europeans are fully aware of it. So they're not just terrified of Russia. They know that the armies of the East, in fact, in the Red Book of Mao Zedong, he said he could raise an army of 200,000. He actually quoted Revelation. So Mao Zedong in the 1940s quoted Revelation when he wrote the Red Book. So the Europeans know very well that there's other nations, and included there, don't want to be a proxy or controlled by America, because American military and trade foreign policy is really... you know, squeezing Russia, Europe really hard. And before they used to get it all, a lot of things were on their side. They had tariff and non-tariff barriers so they could dump products in America. Trump's not putting up with it. In fact, the rise of Trump, as you said before, is one of the primary forces pushing toward things like PESCO that occurred after Trump. So you could have predicted PESCO happening after Trump arrived on the scene in America, right?
Yeah, basically, I did. I didn't call it Tesco. I don't know.
No, I know, but I'm saying you predicted this.
They're going to have their own army. Yes, I've been writing that for.
We talked about this for years now. Even before Trump arose, but now that Trump is there, he's like a giant. And the thing is, everything he's saying is logical. We're being screwed by the European trade and non-trade barriers for cars and everything else, and now the rise of this army, which started last December, is again a prophetic thing, and it's the rise of we call also the populism in Hungary, Italy, and Austria are these nations want to leave. And of course the primary purpose of a trans-European army isn't to defend against America. It's like, why would we invade Europe when we can fly there and be a tourist? No, the reason why is they don't want their own nations to leave the European Union, so they want to absorb the Austrian, the Hungarian, and the Italian army and make sure they don't leave, right?
Well, but ultimately they're going to decide, and they've already said that they want to be able to make military decisions independent of the United States based on what they want to do. Now, as far as, you know, Germany in World War III, by the way, as I quoted an article that came out a day or two ago. I want to read you something just briefly. There's a guy I met a long time ago. I used to know him because I didn't know him well, but I'd met him several times. He's since died. His name was Dr. Herman Hay. And back in a magazine of the old Radio Church of God in January of 1963, the subheading was, I'm looking at it here, it's in one of those links I sent you. I'll tell you, it's called Germany in World War III, and I guess when we get back on the other side of the break, I'll mention a few comments about that.
It's amazing. It's like God and ancient Babylon, you know, with King Nebuchadnezzar and the rise of Daniel, prophet. God sees the end from the beginning, and he's giving us a roadmap, and you're reading that roadmap, and you're acting like a locksmith for God. How's that?
The United States.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We have some interesting things to continue, please.
Right. As I said before, when I saw this headline today about, let me read the headline. The headline came out a couple of days ago. One place reported it was new, but it came out like 2 days ago. It says, third time the charm, after starting both World Wars I and II, Germany now calls for the creation of a massive European army. And the author of this particular article, after quoting Angela Merkel about Germany needed the Europe to have their own military, said, if history is any guide to future events, Germany will indeed be the driving force behind the start of World War III. There's just something about the mindset of the German people in Europe that leads them towards dreams of world domination. And as you know, I've been talking about it on your show off and on since probably around 2009 and 10, after my 2012 book came out. And this, as I was saying before the break, isn't just something that I knew. I heard this from a long time ago. And before the break, I mentioned that there's an article from 1963 by a guy who I've met. His name is, he's since died, called Dr. Herman Hay. And one of his articles, the subheading was Germany in World War III. And I think that's kind of interesting because I saw that in essentially today in the news. And it says Germany is going to spark World War III. And he cites biblical prophecy, specifically Isaiah 10, verses 5 through 6. And then says, God is going to permit the revival of Germany, this time in a gigantic union of European powers united with a great religious power. And, you know, it's interesting that the European group is now called the European Union.
Well, yeah.
Back in 63, some kind of a union, and we are getting closer and closer to this. But if you watch the regular news, they don't talk about anything like this. They might make a comment every now and then about Europe, but it's not much.
Let me throw something else, and I want to get your prophetic and biblical analysis. I made this observation many years ago that about the wife of Hosea, the prophet. Remember, she was apparently became a prostitute, and he brought her back.
Yeah.
And Hosea, of course, talks about chapter 1, verse 2, a harlot. She was a harlot and a whore. But Hosea is told to marry her according to the divine appointment. She describes the daughter of Diblaim. Right now, it turns out that I've heard from my sources in Germany that the Germans have a takeoff of the name Gomer. So the name Germany is actually a play on the name Gomer. And it turns out most of the Europeans, I have a book going back to 1860, I have the actual physical book, that talks about the Ephraimic tribes of Europe. In other words, most people don't realize that, for example, the word in Celtic for Scotland, the Hebrides, are called the Isles of the Hebrews. People don't realize that there's actually many different levels of Masons that believe, because remember the apostate Aaronic priests were actually the Druids that actually had a little culture inside the cultures of these peoples of Europe. So I like to refer to the peoples of Europe and, of course, their descendant nations that founded America. That's why I call America Ephra-America. But the father nation, if you want to call it, of America, or the one that birthed us, was actually the Ephraim-Europe. In other words, and it turns out the tribe of Gomer, which is almost like a prostitute, we had the rise of the Gomer becoming a prostitute within Europe several times now, World War I and World War II, and it's going to happen again. So, you know, there's something, I don't know what it is, I haven't fully figured it out yet, but there's a tie between the name Gomer and Germany. Have you heard about that before?
No, not in any great depth.
I don't know. I'm just asking because maybe you can research it because if anybody can figure it out.
I have an article actually at the cogwriter.com website regarding where Germany came from and
right.
Looking at some historical accounts. The part about Gomer, I think by the time Hosea came out, those people were already there. Now, the fact that they may or may not have adopted some of the names, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, because apparently there were hundreds of little cantons, whatever. You see this in Germany right now. They're all kind of in little mini micro-countries, if you want to call it, run by separate little overlords. In fact, there are more kings across Germany and Austria and these other countries, and even Belgium, where there's more castles than almost anywhere else in Europe. So there are also these mini-kingdoms. In fact, the royals in Europe and they're in Britain are actually of German ancestry from one of these little German mini kingdoms, if you want to call
them. Yeah, there were a lot of things going on in Germany, and then when they finally united is when they became pretty much a threat to the rest of Europe.
And right, exactly. And so I'm just wondering if there's some degree of a parallel with the prostitute Gomer, the wife of Hosea. Because as Germany rises, in a sense, it's become a prostitute to the Europeans and to the now apostate. Because if you go to churches across Europe, religion, Christian religion in Europe is pretty well dead. They would preserve the churches as historical buildings, but there's no real strong, if you want to call, believing Christians there. I see the same thing in Canada. It's against the law in Canada to even criticize Islam. And I know my Christian friends say, if you go on radio or TV, which I've done, it's in the day ministry up in their studio in Winnipeg back in 2000. They said, if you say this and that, which you do on your show daily in America, you'll be arrested, Deagle, and you're going to go straight to jail where they take our radio tower down and our television satellite. Like, I mean, people don't understand this, that we still have some freedom in America, but in other places you don't. In fact, they just decided that criticizing Islam in Europe last week was not given free speech rights. So in other words, if you criticize Muhammad or Allah or the Quran, you're going to jail. You're going to the big house. It's not going to be nice, and you don't have free speech to do it. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Well, in that particular one, I recall that particular case, the woman actually said the truth about Muhammad, and basically she was overridden because it offended people who were Islamic.
Right.
And so it used to be, at least in the United States, the truth was supposed to be an absolute defense, but sadly over in Europe it's not.
It's not a defense, and that's the same thing in Canada, by the way, with Justin Trudeau, who's a maniac. I mean, this guy's naked, running, you know, dancing around with Muslims and going and taking the oath in a mosque in Montreal. You have to understand that Canada has become very disgusting, just like Europe, and it's become a whoredom, basically an ancient apostate Babylon. And in the next number of years, I think you're going to see more of America become more conservative, especially post the second term of Trump, and the polarization of America is going to destroy the Democratic Party. So I see the, even the millennials, I see reports saying millennials are more conservative than American people back in the 60s and 70s. So the new young people are much more conservative than people, say, my age.
Well, it really depends on how you define conservative. So,
right.
Well, I would tend to think, I don't think morality has actually improved since you and I were younger.
Yeah, but I've seen some statistics that say at least some parameters are better. Not everything.
Oh,
some
right.
parameters
well,
are improved.
Right, right. Not everything hasn't worsened. But
yeah.
Anyway, to get back to the main points of, before this hour is over.
Yeah.
The main points are, the reality is that we've seen calls for more leaders in Europe, that Europe have a real army. Europe have an army that's independent of the United States. Europe have an army as an army that it can control. That the Europeans do not believe that they should, or they even can anymore, rely completely on the United States. And while some people think, well, it's only because they dislike Donald Trump, there was anti-American sentiment even when Barack Obama was president and prior to his him becoming president. What Donald Trump has basically done is amplified it by basically calling the Europeans out on certain things, such as funding NATO and spending money on defense.
Well, I think part of it is that there have been trade deals, even during Barack Obama and George Bush, between America and individual nations like Italy. And trade deals can open up the door for nations to be able to develop independent bilateral deals with America that aren't sanctioned by the European Union. The European Union wants to be involved with every decision, military and corporate, etc. And because America was making bilateral deals with individual nations, let's say like Italy and Milan, it was aggravating these European trans-Europeans. That's why people like Macron says nationalism is an abomination, because their version of nationalism is in violation of their European version of globalism, isn't it?
Oh, right. They have a plan, and their plan essentially lines up with biblical prophecies that the beast is going to rise up in Europe. There's going to be a reorganization coming in Europe, and we're starting to see the Europeans say, hey, you know what? We want our own army. We want our own empire. And I think
wow.
the prophet says that, and that's the reason I'm trying to have people realize, look, it's going to happen because the Bible says so.
So this is like, instead of 2018, this is like 1918, and it's just the end of World War One, and we don't see the rise of World War Two with the Third Reich, because in our books we think, well, that can't happen. The Fourth Reich is coming. The rise of the beast is coming, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Scary. Don't get out the popcorn yet, but it's coming, isn't it?
It is coming.
My. Well, God's on the throne. He's not nervous, and he's going to get us through this stuff. Thank God God's in control and not the devil.
Pain in my neck.
Pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.